I'm talking to Nisha Kotecha, the founder of Good News Shared. Nisha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Right. Thank you very much for joining us on Brooklands Radio. Nisha, tell me a little bit about Good News Shared.
Okay, so it's basically a website that shares positive news stories that have some sort of charitable angle to them, and they're stories from across the world. And it launched just a couple of weeks ago now, so it's all very new.
And what prompted you to set this up?
So I've worked in the charity sector for a few years, mainly for small charities. And I saw how difficult it was for organisations to really get out there and get their message across as to what they're achieving and what their impact is. And I thought that was really sad. But also I've volunteered for a number of charities, and I'm also a member of Rotaract, which is a membership organisation for people aged 18 to 30.
Yes, I believe it's the it's the sort of lead into Rotary, really, isn't it?
It is, exactly. So it's sponsored by Rotary, and it's an amazing organisation. I've only been part of it for a year, but I've got so much out of it. But I really just wish I'd known about it a few years ago. So that, things like that really just prompted me to start this, because I think there are so many amazing things happening.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, because I'm a Rotarian myself. So I think it's fantastic that there are Rotaract people like yourself doing great things out there. So that's brilliant.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's thanks to the support of Rotarians that we're able to, really.
And I understand there are over 180,000 registered charities in the UK. I mean, that's a huge number of charity organisations, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, there are a phenomenal number of charities out there. But if you ask people how many charities they could name, it's probably very few. And that's another reason why I'd like to promote charities, because there are so many out there and they are doing a lot of good work, but nobody really knows about it.
Yeah, because it tends to be the much larger charities, as much as they do brilliant work, and we're really glad that they're there. But of course, they've got the ammunition to really get the publicity and set those marketing wheels in motion, haven't they?
Exactly, whereas the smaller ones have less time and less money to be able to gain that public awareness.
And what's your hope for the future, really, of what you're doing at the moment?
I'm kind of seeing how things go, really. I've got quite a few ambitions for the future, but it's all still very early days. But I'd love to be able to promote as many organisations as possible, and just be able to show people that there are positive things going on out there, and just getting as many people involved as possible.
And can you give me a couple of examples?
Of the stories?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've had a wide range of stories since we went live. So yesterday we had a story about a young guy who let an older woman sit on his back, basically, because I was stuck in a lift.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that was for half an hour, which he...
Wow, half an hour? Wow.
Yeah. We've had a selfie with the Dalai Lama. And we've had, you know, more community-based stories like Little Free Libraries, which is basically a wooden structure where people put in books that others can borrow and read. And it's just really, it's taken off all over the world, and it brings communities together. So a whole range of stories.
Yes, let me just make this clear. You don't just share good news stories in the UK, but right across the world, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's important to try and learn from other countries, see what they're doing, and you know, it's just been amazing to see what things people are doing across the world.
And what sort of reaction have you had so far to what you've been doing?
It's been really positive. People seem to really like the idea. They say how depressing it is to read the newspapers every morning on the way to work.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's been really great, and people have been getting in touch with stories, which has been brilliant, and have been offering to write as well, which has been really lovely.
Oh, that's lovely. That's really great. I'm very, very pleased for you. And is it just you? Have you got people helping you?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few of us who are sort of helping on an ad hoc basis, but it is just me that's doing it full-time at the moment. Hopefully that will grow over time.
And the big question is, I mean, are you doing this purely on a voluntary basis? I presume you are, because it you know, because we, lots of us do things on a voluntary basis, but sometimes we need to earn a living as well, which can be quite tricky, especially when you're setting up some kind of new community or charity or, you know, a community sort of based organisation.
Yes, I mean, obviously it's not bringing in any money at the moment, but I left my job about a month ago, so it is something that I'm able to devote to full time now.
Right, so, but are you looking for funding to help you spread the word and get things moving?
I would love funding if anyone listening would like to get in touch, but it's not something we're actively seeking at the moment, just because we're trying to get as many stories out there as possible.
Yeah, sure. And so the big question, if people want to, A, get in touch with, if they want to send you stories for a start, how would they go about that?
Well, they can go on the website, www.goodnewsshared.com. There's a section where they can contribute some stories and get involved, whether that be through sending us ideas or some information about a story that they think we should write about, or if they'd like to, you know, volunteer their time and write a story for us, that would be amazing too.
Great, that's lovely. And also you're very active on Twitter, which is how I came across you. So what's your Twitter handle, as they say?
So it's goodnews_shared, and I'm at Nisha Kotecha.
Ah, and was I pronouncing your name right? I wasn't sure.
No, that's fine.
That's lovely. Well, I have to say it's delightful and very refreshing to meet somebody, a young person like yourself, who's wanting to spread that good news. We have one or two people here at Brooklyn's Radio like that as well, who are obviously very, very keen on spreading good news. And it's lovely to speak to you. You're an inspiration. So do keep us posted with what you're doing. And get back in touch. We'd like to hear from you, you know, maybe in another few months or towards the end of the year, and let us know how things are moving along.
That would be brilliant. Thanks so much, Danny.
You're very welcome. Brooklyn's Radio.